So here is this band called The Garbage Men. And it's one dude with a drum and another guy with an electric guitar. And they were playing the Beatles, and now they're taking a stab at Jimi Hendrix. They're trying anyway. Sitting here at this place called Big Olive's Creamery. Stopped to get some ice cream because we have a half an hour to kill. This is a garbage man. Sorry, say it again.
Is that just one guitarist? Or
one guitar and one drum, yeah. But they're out there doing it anyway. I wouldn't do that. They're out there playing. They were doing old stuff from the 70s when we first got here. Yeah. Well, I guess this is from the 70s too, but this is Jimi Hendrix. It's kind of immortalized, you know. You can't think everybody knows Jimi Hendrix. Some of that other stuff was a little more obscure. This place is just packed with little kids and people walking around here at night on this village. There's a lot of restaurants down here that cater to the tourists, and about maybe, I don't know, a quarter of a mile from the beach. How many kilometers would you say we are from the beach?
Kilometers from the beach?
About a quarter of a mile from the beach. How many kilometers is that?
Oh, a quarter of a mile?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know, but
we'll just estimate.
Yeah, like eighth of a mile.
Eighth of a mile?
A little bit more.
About a quarter mile.
360.
Three what?
316.
You think it's not a quarter mile?
316, less than eight. A little more than eight. Than,
oh, I think it's more like a quarter mile.
We're not that far.
From the beach? Yes, we are.
No.
Yes, we are. I'll bet you $50.
It's right behind us. But it was like when we were at the beach, it was saying that the hub was 300 and some feet.
Oh, it is not 300 feet up Avenida Messina.
Yeah.
It's a good, no, it's about a quarter mile. Well, how many kilometers in a quarter mile?
Well, I mean, there's
0.6,
let's see, 1 kilometer is 0.6 miles.
1 kilometer is 0.6, okay.
Yeah, so a quarter of that would be 0.15. No, wait.
Do I have to ask Siri?
Yeah, I don't know.
God, it's packed in there, listen to that. I know, it's silent for a minute. We should have tried to.
Did you hear where the garbage is?
Oh, you want me to toss it?
Yeah.
Let me look. I'll look. There's one over here somewhere. Here. Give it to me. We have it. Oops. Hold on, hold on. Oh, man, don't start playing again. Oops. Oh. I'm sorry. Shit. I lied, Rick.
It's under.
Isn't there one over there?
Not
Isn't there?
Yeah, is it one over here?
Go to your left.
Oh, I knew it was over here somewhere. Thank you. Thanks. So, what time does it come?
1:45.
What time is it?
Yeah, so maybe we should start walking that way.
Want to?
Let's see what time.
I can't tell because of my...
8:25, so we can wait 5 more minutes.
Oh, all right. This place is just packed. Packed. And we're sitting outside the front of it, and there's a... This is like a wooden boardwalk area. And across the street from us is where this band is playing. And on the opposite side of the street, to our left, there are other bands playing. There's one live band playing at this place called the Blue Q... Blue Island... Shit, what's it called? The Blue Island... It's a blue... It used to be the Blue Q... And it was a Blue Note... I think it's a Blue Island Grill next to the Hub Baja Grill, which I've been from before. And these are all right up the main drag here on Ocean Boulevard in Siesta Key. If you ever get down to South Florida and you're in the Sarasota area, it's kind of touristy here. But you always see people here from somewhere else. This is one of the few places you can come in the country and always meet different people from all over the world. I don't mean just all over the U.S. I mean everywhere. I've seen people here from just today, even from England and Germany and other. What about Gilligan's?
It's across the road, but down to the right.
Oh, and he's talking about Gilligan's also is across the street by the Blue... What is that, Blue Island Grill? And the Hub is there, and Gilligan's is across the street. That's a tiki bar that he likes to go to. And I guess they have live music, and he likes to go there, too, and listen to the whatever the guy's playing. I don't know where these guys are playing, if they're just playing out on the street or what. They're really irritating, but they're having fun, and they're out there doing it, so... It doesn't make it very conducive to hearing the traffic when you're trying to cross the street. But bless their heart, they're up there doing it, and I wouldn't get up there and do that. And I would love to know what people make gigging down here. I'd love to ask one of these musicians sometime. Maybe if we come back, I'll ask somebody what kind of a price range it is. I mean, it's a big tourist crowd, so I'm sure they're paid pretty well, but I can't imagine. It's always a different band every time I'm here, so there's always different people here, seems like, and especially now that winter's coming, it's becoming snowbird season, and all the people that want to go to get away from the bad climates come out to California, where I live, and down here to the southeastern United States, to Florida, where the weather's warm, where Rick lives, so this is just, you hear traffic in front of me on Ocean Boulevard. And the garbage man. There goes my boo. I thought maybe they could finish up, but it doesn't look like they're going to do it. So I'll speak to you next time. Bye-bye.